Well, Mitchell, we're back, and this is an exciting program, Mission Multipliers, and it's about really a minister, credentialed minister of Christian Leaders Alliance, because that's going to be part of the program, mm-hmm. who is going to promote ministry and also the support of ministry, where there's, even if you promote the support of ministry and somebody wants to support ministry, they'll get a ministry share. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what we're all talking about here. So I think we want to clarify it from this and just a couple more things too. This is not a get-rich scheme,
right?
Because this is ministry. I mean, there would be a cap of $100,000, for instance. We didn't talk about that last time.
Yeah.
You know, that's, the IRS in America and all of, you know, they talk about reasonable compensation for nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, let's just get to right down to the nitty-gritty, because, you know, maybe you're not interested in this right now. We don't want them to come, oh, I went through the whole class, and now they're finally telling
me.
So let's say you love promoting ministry, and there are people that really want to support you, and, you know, $400,000 of ministry came in. That would be, for you, a ministry share of $100,000 of income.
Yeah.
Now, after that $100,000 in income, then we would have to negotiate and just talk about, you know, or you just may not get any more commission. That's
right.
Your $100,000 that comes into you. But the point is, this is, you know, this is not, no one should feel like, oh, we found some way to make 20% commissions. You know, this whole thing is about ministry and supplying the needs for you to do ministry in an area.
Yeah, and it's really our way to say thank you and congratulate you on your, you know, hard efforts, because a lot of this, you know, like we were talking about, stepping outside of your comfort zone, trying to make these strategic plans, that takes time. And we want to be able to say thank you for investing that time with us, being able to support the mission of spreading ministry training around the globe.
But this is not an employment at Christian Leaders.
Right.
This is not, we do not support you ahead of time for your efforts. This is you sharing ministry in your area. And if it turns out that the Holy Spirit opens the door, we want to share back with you a ministry share so that you can be supported to do more of promoting ministry.
Really, the people that are going to find success with this program are going to be people that are going into it mission-minded and are doing it for the mission.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think that was, again.
Enough disclaimers.
Well, I think that's really important to know.
Yeah.
So if you're still with us.
Yeah. Immediately click off. Right? When he says, it's not a get rich.
You're still with us. Then we're going to talk about how you actually can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this presentation basically deals with such questions as, you know, then are you called to promote Christian leaders? So the local mission multipliers impact happens through people telling others about what is happening. So you telling others. It is people to others talking about the training and the mobilizing of local Christian leaders. So you, people you get to talk with you, maybe others. So you'll start a local multiplying mentor center, soul center. You know, so part of this too is, if this is something you feel called to do, you will have a registered soul center.
Mm-hmm.
You will create a movement in that your area.
Yeah.
And get others talking about not just that Christian Leaders is online anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going offline,
mm-hmm.
and you mission multipliers are going to help us do that.
Absolutely.
So, well, we're going to get into the weeds now about training on how to actually do this from a ministry biz or a ministry multiplying perspective.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
So here's one truth. It's called the 400-person rule. Most people know more than 400 people. This is an incredible blessing for you as a local ambassador. So you're a local ambassador, a local mission multiplier.
Yeah.
Your connections will be your most helpful opportunity to launch mentor centers and stimulate local interest in promoting Christian leaders. Now, we use the word mentor center there is because in a lot of ways, if you're on helping others, that's sort of a mentor center.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
And if you're promoting Christian leaders for funding, then you're promoting free ministry training. So in a lot of ways, a lot of things here are all connecting together.
Yeah, and that's how the multiplication effect happens. You look at your local community, you find people that you can talk to and promote the ministry, and then they take that, and then they have people that they know, and they continue to spread it, and that's how the multiplication side of that occurs.
Right. So it's a multiplying mentor center. It's you're multiplying ministry training. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So put your personal connections on paper. So the first step is to put your connections on paper. This is only the first step in the process of connecting to people. As time goes by, you will add new names, referrals, new contacts, just remembered old acquaintances, and then put an M for ministry and an O for offerings. Now, I do this, and this is the playbook out of Church Planting Henry 1988, okay?
Yep.
And now, again, I didn't put O for offerings because it was all M's, 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 you know, people that we would reach and talk with.
Yeah.
But in the mission multiplier, going back to that slide, you can see where, okay, you get everybody, and there might be people that are, you know, I can get them going in ministry training.
Mm-hmm.
They might have a calling.
Yeah.
So we all kind of know people like that.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
You know, they take classes at Christian Leaders Institute.
Yeah.
Maybe take a mini class.
Yeah. Well, in a large way, that can be anybody. I mean, anyone who has a calling, you know, can benefit from the courses.
Yes. So when in Florida, in my Bible study, you know, I did that. I have my M for, so some of the people I know there are in the M's,
mm-hmm.
and others are definitely, you know, they're busy, they own a business, but they're mission inclined.
Yeah.
Okay, so I put a little O, and hey, maybe they want to support the revolution, the mission, the ministry everywhere.
Yeah.
And so I did a little presentation, a little, you know, small group gathering. Yeah, I mean, you know about it.
Yeah.
I showed, you know, a video, and some of them are supporting the mission.
Yeah, and I, you know, even if you go outside, I'm not as much of a paper guy as I am digital, but I mean, I use like Google Sheets, things like that, really keeping organization of what you're doing and who you're talking with, because, you know, life happens and it can get crazy and you start to forget, oh, did I talk to this person or what, you know. And so for me, when I'm talking with people who are interested in the college side of things, I'll have their name, you know, a little spot for notes, and I'll just type out, you know, a brief reminder to keep me organized and, you know, remember each detail about each person I talk with.
So, right, and again, you see the two generations here, right? You got the old guy, the 60-plus-year-old guy who's writing things down on paper, and they got this young 20-something guy who's got everything in digital technology. But so we'll do it the old-fashioned way. I'll do that, you know, I wrote that presentation here, and you'll kind of keep me going in the technology, the next generation. I love that. So then you make lists. You first want to develop a list of 100 names. The first 10 should be Christian leaders, mission inclined, entrepreneurial, passionate for Christ, with a good reputation, and possibly even better at leadership than you. The next 10 will comprise the easiest for you to contact, friends and family. And the next 80 should be anyone you know and could include individuals from many categories. Okay, so this is really, think about this. The first 10 should be Christian leaders, mission. So the first 10 are like the hardest. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know they're mission inclined. You know they love God. You know they're passionate for Christ. They have a good reputation. But in a sense, you're a little nervous about talking to them because they're going to have tough questions.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're gonna wonder what this is.
Yep.
And are you involved with a, you know, some kind of a scam? And, you know, I mean, I, you know, because these kinds of people have experienced a lot of things.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because, you know, this is a transparent thing. What is, you know, and one of the reasons that you are so effective as a mission multiplier is because you have taken the classes.
Mm-hmm.
You are ministering to others.
Yeah.
God has changed in your life.
Yeah.
I just picture the Apostle Paul and the early Christians, you know, and I think about the person who reached Philemon. Now think about Philemon. So Philemon's owns a big, you know, estate. He has a whole group of people that work for him and people that are associated with him. And someone that was in their tent, they had to go and meet Philemon.
Right.
And I can just imagine, like, you know, Philemon was like, what's this all about?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Philemon becomes a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see Paul later on writing the book of Philemon to Philemon.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even see when Paul writes to Philemon that he's sort of like, that's in that 10 list.
Yeah.
Because he talks very respectfully. And you have, you know, and you read that, and, Professor Elzinga has a great class about management, or I think it's leadership. Or, I'm not sure which one it is. You know, we have 165 classes. Yeah. But it deals with Philemon.
Yeah.
And how to work with people that might be a little threatening to you.
Yeah, because that is a skill. And I think even getting started, it's important to have your list. Make that first. But, you know, maybe what I would recommend is start with the people you know. Start with family and friends.
So in other words, the easy people.
Yeah.
The easiest, the 10 easiest to contact.
Right.
Might be good. Now, know that the 10 easiest might be the most critical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because sometimes family is sort of like, what do you get involved with now, Mitchell?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's saying, you know.
So true story, when I first got involved with Christian leaders, my family did. It was the, is it accredited? Are they a scam? What's going on with this? You know, and they were some of the most, and it's like, because they know you, they love you, they care about you, and they want the best for you. And so they're going to have those concerns. But,
right.
You know, you going into it, you're a beneficiary of the program. You can speak for the legitimacy of what we're doing, and that shows to people that it is authentic and it is real, because we do unfortunately live in a day of age where a lot of that can be common practice.
Yes. So let's get practical. So you're going to do your first, you know, you got no 400, you're going to do your 100 names. So let's talk about what the names could possibly look like. Well, they could be, names on your list could be community clubs, neighbors, former school friends, military buddies, holiday card list, school groups, people you do business with, network marketers. Oh, those always are good ones because they know people.
Yeah.
Connections of your spouse. General networking through handing out your card. Facebook connections.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you have any more you can think of? Well, we're going to talk more. Let's just go. Do not prejudge anyone. Read that a minute.
Don't try to figure out if they would be interested in the local ministry training movement yet. Some of your list may not be interested. However, they may know and refer you to another set of people interested in local ministry training. Think about the importance of leveraging your connections and getting to know their connections. What a tremendous opportunity. Remember not to prejudge anyone.
Okay, that's in there because if anything I've learned in my, you know, four decades of ministry, this is whether it's sharing Jesus Christ, whether it's a sharing a mission, whether it's fundraising for Christian leaders, don't prejudge anyone.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what the Holy Spirit is speaking in their heart about.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen some of the most miraculous things happening by just, like, being faithful.
Yeah.
And seeing what happens.
That's a really good point.
So think about people with these characteristics. Ambitious. This person cares deeply about pleasing God. He wants to do something about it in the community or the world. He or she has a strong desire to make a difference and usually has an entrepreneurial spirit. Called. God is preparing those you are going to recruit to help. These people may be spiritually restless right now, waiting for an opportunity. Sometimes they are frustrated by the state of things and the need for more local church leaders. Connected. The local leaders you seek to recruit have connections and are willing to network for the cause of local ministry training. Credible. You're looking for trustworthy people with high credibility. What do you think about that, Mitchell?
I think part of all of, and it kind of correlates with everything we've talked about so far, it's really what it highlights is the importance of building out a strategic plan.
I
think you need to think not just about your local community and who's there, but who are the people that are going to be most influential to go to? Who are they going to be the people that are going to have, you know, the most influence? And that all takes time. That takes thinking. And it's going to vary from person to person. There really isn't a cookie cutter way to define these people that we're going over. And that takes sitting down and building on a strategic plan.
You know, when I built my strategic plans for church planting or building this ministry and that, I have done what we're doing exactly what I have done and still do. You know, we still
yeah,
do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and yeah. then after we do that, we really start praying about our ability to be bold mm-hmm. and just to execute the plan. So here's some advanced networking encouragement for you all. Begin your networking selections by making a list with names, numbers, and email address, then use a database or index card. Okay, so what kind of we're connecting together. Set up a control room for meeting people.
Mm.
Dedicate a whiteboard with names to write down. Pray about those names. Update them and add new ones. When you recruit interested people, sit down with them and show them your list. This usually prompts them to make a smaller, similar list. They must see that you are doing this step. They will not do what you do not do. You know, what's fascinating about this is it's very possible that you start doing this and you might meet other ministers who you've signed up and now they want to do what you are doing.
Yeah.
But they have to see that you do what you want them to do
mm-hmm.
to spread Christianity. Again, this, you know, sometimes this feels a little bit, is this like network marketing? And you know, network marketing is like the early church.
Mm-hmm.
This is how the early church, if you read the book of Acts, this is that kind of dynamic. Mm-hmm. The people that were reached then reached others.
Yeah.
And they reached others.
Yeah.
And then Christianity spread to the largest, quote, religion in the world today.
And, you know, we even wrestled with rebranding recently. And we had this old logo, and we were looking at changing our logo. And we wrestled back and forth, especially you and I, and talked about what are we? What are we doing? And obviously, what are we doing for Christ? And really, the biggest picture that we can have is the idea of multiplying leaders for Christ, because the impact of multiplication is so great, and really that's what we're striving to do with this program. Is it's not just about having our program out there, which can bless others. It's really about educating and mobilizing Christians.
Yes.
And to do it on a global scale, it needs to have a level of multiplication where you can go to someone and they can go to three other people and you can keep going through your community and those communities can expand.
So let's give some tools for doing this. So see, you talked about a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get practical. So I love this memory jogging exercises. Okay, so we've given you the big picture of it. Now let's get into the weeds of how to actually do the plan, execute the plan,
yeah.
live the plan. So write down the name of everyone. You know, we talked about that. You know, so use your phone book. We hardly ever a phone book anymore. Your cell phone, stored calls, your email database, your holiday card business. I mean, you talk about some of these things, you know, whatever you want to do. And then even high school yearbooks, it's okay not to contact someone, but include them on the list as they may trigger the memory of someone else you might want to contact.
Yeah.
Now, I want to say something about this. Hey, when you plant a church, evangelism, all of that, I would do the exact same thing. So notice, this is ministry and potentially raising funds. So, you know, easily you can right away think that you're doing this exercise for the ministry share side. Don't think that way. You're doing this as a mission multiplier. You're doing this to share ministry, to share free ministry training.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the beauty of all this. When you call someone, you can say, hey, I'm Henry, and I'm calling you because I have been going through a school where I can, it's the classes are free,
mm-hmm.
and I'm curious if you want to hear about this. This school is reaching the whole world, and maybe this is a cause you might be interested in.
Yeah.
Okay, but wait, you've just come to them. You have not said to them, you know, hi, I'm here and I need a donation.
Right. It's a big
you
difference.
Know what I mean? Yeah. So when you're doing the memory jogging, be very clear. You're doing this because you want to, how many people can you recruit to be ministers?
Yeah. Really, it's evangelizing. It's sharing, you know, the blessing of this ministry, and really what this ministry is it's for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And you're doing that. And I think going back to the list for a second, you had mentioned with that slide, one of the biggest issues is probably when you're going to be sitting down to do it is writer's block. And I think more often than not, you know, there's going to be, we know a lot of people, but when you think about the people, you know, it kind of, your brain wants to fog up. And I think referring to, you know, your phone, your contact list, emails, yearbooks, you know, that's going to help spark memories of, oh yeah, there's this group of people that I wasn't thinking of. So definitely leverage the contacts of people you have and think about for names.
You know, and I think about this. Okay, if you've got your memory jogging exercise and you can get three people that just do ministry training, or one person, and let's say one person shares a little bit, they're interested to make a donation. Okay, is that a failure? No. Because you know, some three people in ministry training, maybe there was not a lot of support there. But so what?
Yeah.
Three people. What happens if one of those three people find three people? But what if, you know, they become mission multipliers? See, in the end, we're not. You're doing this because of a calling.
Yeah.
It's not about a job.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in a sense, our mission multipliers are the army of reproducing ministry training everywhere.
Absolutely.
And you know, and again, and even like maybe there's somebody who you know is not a Christian yet. And we have classes that even explain how to be a Christian.
Christian Basics is a great one, and it goes over all the foundational principles. And once again, that's why I bring up the idea of evangelizing, because these courses have the power to save people. It gives the power to equip people with ministry training that they can then take and witness to so many more in their local communities.
So amazing. So we're still on the ministry memory jogging exercise. So look at each name and ask yourself, who do I know who knows this person? Ooh, did you ever think about that?
No,
I've done that too.
Yeah.
And who does this person know that I know? Ask this question, and your list will grow by 20%.
That's a great tip.
I've seen it. Isn't that a good one?
Yeah, that's
a great tip. I tell you, this is all church planting 101, by the way. I kid you not. This is how you can hardly not plant a church if you actually do this exercise.
Yeah.
Okay. In fact, some of you will start out as mission multipliers, and next thing you know, you will have a little house church or a church that will come out of it. You have to take the house church planted by Larry Kreider, house church planting class by Larry Kreider, or the other church planting class. You're going to be like, whoa!
Yeah.
You were started out as just spreading the ministry training to multiply more leaders in sort of like a mentor center, leadership, multiplying mentorship, what might turn out to be a church.
Yeah. And I think that goes into the idea of don't prejudge anyone or anything.
No.
You know, you might have this situation where you think, oh, it's going to be this small thing. Don't stop there. You know, if you see God opening up doors, walk through those doors, and who knows, this could start as something small and end up into a large house church.
Yes. Or a church.
Or a full church,
Or a large church.
Yeah.
You never know.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, who do you know that fits one or more of the following descriptions? Have a friend run through each one with you. See how many names pop up that you haven't thought of in a while. Remember that someone will be interested in spiritual things and some will not. Might know someone, even someone who doesn't know, might know someone who is. Okay, so I've been surprised. I never forget that this is a true story about an atheist I knew. And he was on my list. This was my first church. I did this exercise, this church planting 101 type of thing. And he was not open to anything I said. He opened the door to three people.
Mm.
One of them, he said, well, you know, I have a woman's George or whatever. Knowing George, he might want to see this. You know, so I went to George. He became a believer. George became a regular attender went every week with his spouse and family. And George's wife, Sue, got her sister involved. Her sister brought her husband. They weren't going to church anywhere. And it all came from a guy who had nothing to do with Christianity.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And it shows the power of multiplication.
Yes. And that's why I feel here, too, we're going to see the same types of things. So let's just go. Let's do the exercise. Who do you know? Your family members, your friends, your friends' friends, parents' friends, your friends' parents, your children's friends' parents, people you went to school with, people who work with your children, people who like to help people, college students, your fellow church members, retirees, people who call you at home, your boss, your doctor, your barber, your coworker, your dentist, your banker, your tax preparer, your mail person, repairmen, salesmen, people you look up to, people who look up to you, successful people, self-employed people, high-energy people, people who love people, people with good work habits, people who are great speakers, people who read self-help books, dissatisfied people, athletic people, health-conscious people, your neighbors, coaches, people you met at a party, sports fans, social workers, people who have recently lost a loved one, people who attended your wedding, people who are looking for something to do, people who like to talk on the phone, people you like to people you have helped, people who own their own business, self-motivated people, outgoing people, persistent people, people who like sharing, people who like having fun. Whoa, what do you think about that?
Are
you impressed that I came up with
that? That's a lot of people.
Think of the gospel.
Yeah.
It gets back to your concept of plan.
Yeah.
If you actually take all this information and make a plan.
Yeah.
You know, it's incredible.
Powerful things can happen. And that's, even right there, if you stop the video, you pause it, start your list. Write down, you will have a lot of people on a sheet of paper if you base it off of just that alone.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is you're leveraging your network. You know,
yes,
a lot of people, you know, and if you get their names on paper, it really can show you that plan.
Oh,
that
and I believe the Holy Spirit actually brings out who should be talked to.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, that person needs Jesus Christ. That person has been called into ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see that person, they're talking about the Lord.
Yeah.
But they're untrained. They never had ministry training.
Mm-hmm.
That person, you know, I just heard that person was asked to do a wedding.
Yeah.
We have a wedding officiant program.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that person is struggling with questions of faith right now. You know, all of these things, you have the ability to multiply mission. And again, it doesn't have to be anything about money here. We're just talking mission,
yeah,
of starting someone in training.
And even let's think, you know, let's say they're not interested. You talk to them and say, hey, you want free ministry training? Not right now. I've been, you know, busy, whatever, you know, whatever reason. Worst comes to worst, you're connecting with someone and saying, hey, I'm thinking about you. And how
right.
impactful is that? You know, even having a call from someone you haven't talked with in a while and say, how are you doing? That's powerful alone, let alone giving them the opportunity for having an option for ministry training.
I know. So cool. Okay. So let's really execute the plan. Stage one, share your vision and increase your list. Sharing a ministry-free training vision for your area is your calling. So get your elevator speech ready. Here's one. Hi, I'm Henry. I'm connecting with you today to make an appointment to discuss free ministry training area. I want you to know how you think this will be received in our area. Now, notice too, in this very simple area, you're not asking them whether or not they are going to sign up. You're essentially, this is an easy way. Like, you know what we used to do in church planting? I'd knock on the door. Hi, I'm Henry Ryanga, and I'm a new church planter and minister in this area, and I'm doing a survey. I want to know, do you think that new churches are needed in this area?
That's what I would do. That's powerful, yeah.
Okay, now, I did not say.
You didn't.
I see you, No.
Yeah.
And you know what happened? You know, so one person would go like, yeah, I definitely think new churches area, this. Another person, you know, I'm not interested. Another person would say, you know, I'm looking for a new church. Tell me more about it.
Right, this. Yeah.
So in some ways, you know, but again, that's the elevator speech.
Right. You start small and kind of see where the Lord guides the conversation in
right.
a lot of ways.
I was at a prospecting meeting at a local country club where they were promoting another cause, and someone else brought me there last night. And I basically did the exact same thing. I said, so my, you know, do you, if you know of anybody who's mission inclined, And three people gave me, oh, I know someone who's mission, you know. So, I mean, but again, I didn't say, are you mission inclined?
Yeah.
All I said is, hey, I'm looking for people who are mission inclined. So of the three people, and they go, I said, don't tell me now. All three of them like to golf.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know, don't worry now. Let's just golf this summer, and then we can talk more about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, so you don't feel, so there's a little bit of a, you know, romancing going on here too, where you're, because it's a new relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they don't know if they trust you, and you really don't know, you know, is it two-way street?
Yeah.
And you're looking for what the Holy Spirit is going to fit.
Absolutely.
You know, in the end, I have learned this, that you're not going to get someone to do what they don't want to do, and the Lord places on their heart all those things.
Yeah.
So that's the first step, stage one. The first meeting is very important. Okay, so let's talk about that. First meeting. Let them know that you see them as knowledgeable to help promote the movement of free local ministry training. Some people may be called to help by giving to the movement or referring others to you. They may desire to be a prayer warrior for the local ministry, multiplication ministry movement. By a ministry there too, but local ministry, multiplication ministry movement. That's a lot of words.
Yeah.
So have you noticed that that first important is meeting is very important?
It's essential, yeah. And I think a big part of that too is finding out where you know where their level of interest is, making sure that they're a good fit. You know, it's going to answer a lot of questions that you don't know until you have that first meeting.
So, here's some sample questions for the first meeting. What type of ministry training is needed in the area? Notice you're getting back to you're asking the same questions that you did way in the beginning of yourself.
Yeah.
Is there ministry needed in my area, ministry training needed? What are the spiritual needs of our community? So, again, what you're doing is getting conversations going. Is there interest in the bachelor degree program? You know, the reason this one's in that there is because a lot of people... A $3,000 is what the 2023 amount is. A four-year bachelor degree for $3,000 that can be received, like you can get a bachelor degree, go on to Ohio Christian University, you can go on to other seminaries and colleges. Our classes transfer to Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's pretty cool.
It's incredibly, and I'll say this. I've done hundreds of phone calls with people that don't even know about us. You know, it's their first time hearing Christian Leaders. I've had so many people in tears. I've had people say they want to do backflips. I've had people say just because what we do is something that people don't even know exists.
Right.
A $3,000 bachelor's degree does not exist. You know, and it's like you show someone. Actually, it does. You don't. You know. You haven't heard of it yet. And that's what makes this part of it so rewarding. That's why we keep going back to the idea of the people that are going to be successful are going to be the mission-minded people, because that mission is what brings the passion out. And that's what's going to help influence people to say, this is a real program. You know, this is a viable option for me to look at.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Do you know of any possible students who might be interested in free ministry training? You know, I do. I know of a single mom who doesn't have any money, but I know she wants to take a course on parenting. You know, she said that. Well, we have a course on parenting.
Yeah.
See, part of the thing is, as a mission multiplier, you're going to get to really aware of all the programs that we have.
Absolutely.
And you're going to know where they're going to fit and go through, you know, and we'd recommend you go through the class list real carefully and share about classes you've taken.
Yeah. You know who else I think about with that point that you had on that slide about the Institute? Are the people probably like me, where it's the idea of I'm interested. It sounds too good to be real. So let me dip my toe in the water. You know, free ministry training is a great way to see this is real. And from that point, once you see that, you can move on into branches. So it's a great entrance level, and that's why we have everybody start at the Institute anyway. You know, we have nothing to hide. It's full transparency. Get started. It's free. You know, you can look through everything and pray about it.
So. Will you take some cards and hand them out to people who are willing to meet with you so I can get their input? You see, this is you hey, I have three cards. Will you pass this around? And
yeah.
People will do it. After the meeting, send a follow-up note. A paper mail follow-up is usually more effective than an email. And, you know, you send a little thing in the mail, that's pretty noticeable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stage two. So let's go back to stage one. Stage one, we'll just go back to the slide here. So stage one, right here, is set up the vision, increase your list, and then actually start acting upon that, okay? So now stage two is set up another meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, so follow up with a subsequent meeting if the possibility leads to this. Set up a breakfast meeting and invite leaders to join in. Even if the leaders have not committed to participate in the local ministry training movement, I find it very effective to get together with leaders who care deeply about their communities spiritually speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Often these meetings build your credibility as a leader, and these leaders will spread the word for you and give you third-party endorsement.
Yeah.
So talk about third-party endorsement a little bit.
I think that's a big factor in your plan and your execution. I think having, you know, just by you asking those questions, by you taking the initiative to set up that first and second meeting, you're going to be doing more than probably, what would you say, 90% of people in their community. People don't, I mean, everybody lives in their communities, but hardly any time actually says, how can we improve upon this? When you start asking those questions, when you start looking for ways to bring the gospel to your community, bring these Christian educations to your community, that's gonna turn a few heads, and those heads are going to help give you the credibility and the confidence that you can utilize on your journey of you know, going through and spreading this message to others.
Yeah, that is so true. You know, so much of my work now is third party meetings, and then so after a while it builds. The whole thing builds and goes from even on to more. So stage three, commitments to get involved. As you meet people, some are going to be interested in joining the local ministry training project. Some will want to enroll at Christian Leaders Institute. You know, and in a sense, you create a little mentor center.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, hey, I'll help you, George. And then
right.
Let's get together and find out how this is going to go. Others will want to learn more about Christian Leaders Institute and how they can support this giving opportunity. You know, in a lot of ways, that Christian Leaders Institute is a great way to start because it's just free ministry training for people everywhere in the world.
Yep.
Some might be interested in joining your team to promote Christian leaders, enroll them. You know, so right there, right then, I've enrolled so many people on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know something, they might say, oh, we're going to enroll, but then, hey, do you have time to enroll right now?
Yeah. Takes 60 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it from your phone, laptop, tablet. You know, and I think the really cool thing about that site is it illustrates that really Christian Leaders has a program for anybody who's a Christian. You know, I mean, it can go, and anybody who's interested in becoming a Christian, really, you can take a mini course, you know, on a topic you're interested in. You can get ordained, licensed, you can get a degree.
Right.
There's a little bit of something for everybody, which is
wow.
The cool part. And you have to, you know, that's your job, is when you're talking to them, find out, where are they going to flourish the most? You know, what program would you recommend them start at? Because they're not going to know. And
that's you know
be,
them. And you know them.
You know them and you know the program, which yes. It's powerful.
That's why we're doing this Mission Multiplying program, is because we're thinking, who would really know how to promote? You know, and it's you.
Yeah.
You've gone through it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So stage four, a movement. You will be identifying leaders by now and discerning their gifts and interests in helping people spread free local ministry training. This make this a launching stage, not about definite long-term commitments. Long-term commitments to local ministry training will come from some local leaders. You want to ensure that there's a good fit for everyone concerned. Some initially interested leaders may not be with you long-term, or in any specific role. Do not fight this reality. You want them to be able to plug in and plug out. Some leaders need to float around. Some leaders will help you and move on to use their ministry training and may become involved as mission multipliers on their own role. Be positive and do not be threatened by these realities. Whoa, that's a lot of sentence there.
Yeah, absolutely.
What does that mean to you?
You know, I think that that's a very, in some cases it can be a hard reality, but I think it's a very important reality. And I will say when I first started doing, you know, especially reaching out to people about, I primarily focus with the college. And when I started that, I was trying to have that same approach for everybody. And people are, you know, you need to have that reality of, it's not going to be for everybody. Sometimes
right.
people aren't ready. They're not in that stage of life. And all it means is you're going to be taking time trying to reach out to someone who doesn't have the ears to listen at that point. And it's just, you know, for all intents and purposes, it can take up a lot of your time and not produce results. So having that reality in the back of your mind, it's going to help you prioritize, because you have limited time. Who are the people that are ready to make this decision, and how much time does each person require, because people are different.
You know, we just had this, to illustrate this just recently, you know, we're multiplying, we're mission multipliers, you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're doing this ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay, and I remember I was doing my work and somebody was said to me, no. And I said, okay, thank you. You know, but they said, we're interested in the mission. I go, good. And I said, well, I'll pray that, you know, maybe there'll be a change. You know, it was about a family foundation that was meeting. And I said, you know, just pray that if the Lord, you know, so everything was good. I did not, like, pile guilt on them for not participating. I just knew the Lord had a purpose.
Yeah.
So from all indications, I did not think that they were going to come forward to support mission and ministry training, which I had hoped.
Mm-hmm.
Because we ultimately hope, I ultimately want people to be reached.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we have a budget, and I ultimately, as president,
right.
want to supply the budget, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but I know that it's up to the Lord. I can't make it happen. So
yeah.
I had peace about it, and then we were actually having a little golf round with you and Abby and
yeah.
Mom.
Yeah.
And then I get a phone call from a daughter in the foundation, and she says, you know what, we decided not only to the Lord opened the door for us for more funding, we're not only going to grant your request, but we're going to double it.
Yeah.
But again, that's the, you know, if you're out there just sharing,
oh yeah,
who knows what the Lord is going to do.
Well,
it's no secret what he can do.
And on a smaller, because that's a big scale.
Yeah, that was
even
a
on
large
a,
scale.
Even on more of a micro scale, I had people, I mean, even earlier this year, we did a college sale. And we notified students that have, you know, it doesn't matter when they express interest. And someone who I was talking to years ago came back and said, hey, I'm ready now. And it's like, all right, well, you know, and it just, it shows the power of the Lord. It shows the power of time. I mean, you know, having that idea of not prejudging someone and saying, oh, you know, I'm not even going to bother to reach out to them. You know, reach out to them, show them, you know, and if they don't receive that right away, it doesn't mean that they're never going to come back. You know, God can work on anybody. And
well, again, and notice we're in ministry or mission giving. Offerings, ministry offerings. So as a mission multiplier, ministry or offerings. And it just might be that all you're going to do is a volunteer position for just ministry, and nobody wants to participate in offerings. But if people are reached and some people have signed up, that's a huge,
yeah.
you'll know where that the Lord is going to give. And it may just be for offerings. The point we know, this is not, if you're interested, this is a calling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we want to also encourage your calling, mm-hmm. and especially some of you have gifts for raising mission support.
Yeah.
So we want to give you a tool to use with your gifts.
Absolutely.
Some of you don't have gifts in an area and you're not interested in it. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? This may still interest you because you want to start a revival in your community.
Yeah.
So anyway, here is to make that plan. Here are our ways to do it. And at this point in the presentation, some of you may already say, you know, I'm not going to finish this class.
Right.
But others are getting energized. And I don't know where God has you, but wherever that is, we feel the same way about you that we feel about any participants. This is an opportunity. You might not be interested today, but you might be interested 3 months from now.
Yeah.
You know, where the Holy Spirit works is where the Holy Spirit works, and we will not contend against that. And if we will welcome that, and we will welcome that in your life.